Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, we're at Mount Salem Primary and Junior High in St. James. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Mount Salem Primary and Junior High School has been serving the children of Mount Salem and surrounding communities since 1967. This year, the school commemorates a major milestone, its 50th anniversary or Golden Jubilee. And a number of activities have been planned throughout the school year in celebration.
We started out with our church service at the Emmanuel Chapel with a march passed by the band and the soldiers. We had a lovely day. We decided to have different activities like helping the community. We have dinner. We're going to have different things to incorporate the people in Mount Salem and around past students association. We're going to have a fun day for the community where children can come in and parents, and we can just make them happy and enjoy our heritage.
Acting Principal Mount Salem Primary and Junior High, Carleen Brown Clark. Mrs. Clark says she is especially proud of everything the school has accomplished in recent years, thanks largely to the efforts of the teachers and students. She is quick to add that a number of past students are doing well in their chosen professions.
We have reached a stage one of the time when most children couldn't pass the common entrance. They come to Mount Salem to do the overage, and they were it was a sure thing that they would pass the overage to go to Adam Mobi I, Mount Alverna, Herbert Morrison, Cornwall, before we even have Irving I and those schools. We had even scholarships being offered, and I think our school was one of the schools that, from an all age, was given the first and the only scholarship. That student now is a pharmacist.
Mrs. Clark says the school, which serves close to 600 students, also provides a wide range of extracurricular activities for students to participate in.
Okay, we are fully involved in different sports like netball, football. We have Mr. Lesga Miller, we have Mr. Marlon Campbell, we have our cultural activities that we participate in, our math Olympiad, again, that the teachers will participate in Kingston, and we have a spelling bee champion, we have the Bible quiz competition that we do here, and we also are part of the DA sports, and there are many other things that we do.
As part of Heritage Month celebrations, the school recently hosted a number of activities to remind students about Jamaica's history.
Yes, they need to know where they are coming from, what has been happening, know about their heroes, what they have done for them, our six heroes and our era in why we are here today, and know why we can be free today to live according to how we are living, because it wasn't for the heroes who have fought for us to be here. We don't know what would happen to our country, especially Samuel Sharp, who was the one who decided, I prefer die on yonder gallows than live in slavery. And he was the one who really started the end of slavery.
Acting Principal Mount Salem Primary and Junior High, Carleen Brown Clark. This week, we close Jamaica's Promise with a song by some of Mount Salem's star students, entitled Sweet Jamaica.
Help me big up Jamaica, the land of food and water. This system might not proper, but me love the food, the vibes and the culture. Oh, can't you see the beauty of this country? Me never know a serious thing until me reach a party. So what a nice place to live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars not run. So what a nice place to live. Sweet damn jungle, the only problem is dollars not run.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.